It's some little discussion about GPRS support in AsmusMobb. The question about support was started when we have been doing some testing of Osmo PCU or so on, and TRXCon at the moment doesn't support anything related to GPRS. And here's why we need GPRS support in AsmusMobb. It's again, it's testing for. Sorry. Oh, sure. Oops. Yeah. Okay. It's a TTCN testing of PCU and Osmo, blah, blah, blah. And it can support researchers who is going to research GPRS. And it's a good feature for AsmusMobb, I think. It, and my ideas are listed here. I imagine this like a separate layer 2-3 application like mobile, which creates a new network interface, which you can see in ifconfig, using ifconfig command, and you can do any routing or filtering you want, whatever you want. And, yeah, it also should implement some RLC MAC layers of GPRS and other protocol related stuff. And some parts are already in the master of AsmusMobb because we have GPRS decode utility there. And we can share them somehow in some library and so on. I don't think we will care about Calypso phones because it's too hard. And as Ryan said, too much things are working different in DSP with the, in this mode. And for now, I would like to focus on software-defined radio, physical interface, or even on, only on virtual interface. In any case, it will work via TRXCon, and we have more or less flexible scheduler implemented. And channel coding is also was implemented, and but not tested because no higher levels are there. And we can use, I think, GRGSM transceiver because it supports GMSK modulation. Nothing special about GPRS. But for edge, some coding schemes require 8 PSK modulation, but Piotr was working on it or was going to work on it. At last, I think. It's not the, yeah, not the high priority task, it's just some ideas. And I have the following questions. And for example, let's imagine we have one GPRS packet data related time slot. And on the BTS side, and as I understand, multiple subscribers may use this time slot at the same time, correct? Yeah. And how a single subscriber can distinguish between data for this subscriber or for other subscribers?
You have in the MAC header, you have the TFI, the temporary flow identifier.
Mm-hmm.
So basically at the TBF establishment, the TBF has, well, there's a separate number space for uplink and downlink TBFs, but this is now downlink from the phone point of view. So there's the TFI is encoded, and based on the TFI, you can demultiplex. So you can have, I think in GPRS, you can have up to 8 different TBFs sharing one BDCH, and the identifier, basically you read every MAC header, you check the identifier, you discard everything that's not for you, and you only filter based on that.
Okay, that's clear. Thanks. And and what about transmission, at which time I can transmit, at which I cannot? How can I understand my transmit burst at the moment or not?
There's two different schemes. One is fixed allocation, the other is a dynamic allocation. In dynamic allocation, basically you have the so-called uplink stealing flag. So basically in every downlink message, then there is the USF is how it's called, the uplink stealing flag, I think is what it's called. And in there, we indicate the uplink TFI, which is permitted to transmit, I think, 3 frame numbers in advance or something like that. So yeah. Dynamically, in the downlink messages, the PCU tells the MS which uplink slots are permitted to use for which TBF. That's the dynamic allocation. And in fixed allocation, it's basically part of some whatever, I think it's packet uplink assignment or some signaling message anyway on the RSC MAC layer. And that signaling message then pre-allocates you certain frames. But we don't do this in Osmo PCU. So for Osmo PCU testing, that's not needed at least. But in real networks, you may encounter it. I think it's discouraged or even removed from more modern releases of the spec. So dynamic, I think, is the most important.
More flexible.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's it has some positive, I don't know. If it's important for testing and the Osmocon community, I can start working on it as soon as I finish USSD interface, because for now this is more important task. If anyone would like to join me, feel free.
I found this a few weeks ago, Agilent Understanding General Packet Radio Service. So it's 29 pages. It's published in 2001, and it's very concise and contains most of the answers to, I think, those questions.
That's good.
It's pretty, like I said, 29 pages is nice, okay. Compact information.
Thank you. I will read it.
Okay, let me just quickly add some comments. I started to do some PCU tests in TTC N3, and for that I needed some support for TBF related stuff in layer 1 control already. And the two things that I added is one basically is this filter on the uplink, on the TFI. So on the downlink frames, basically the layer 2 can state to the layer 1 which TFI is currently used, and which time slots, of course. And on the uplink transmission, again, also you can basically tell the layer 1 which USF it should transmit something. So the layer 1 has a queue of pending frames, and when a certain USF appears, it would transmit that. And in addition, you also need transmission of an uplink frame at a fixed frame number.
Okay. So
because there are some acknowledgements in the RSC MAC protocol where basically the downlink message tells you an exact frame number at which you need to send an acknowledgement. And so also we can send a frame to the layer 1 from layer 2 perspective and say, well, at frame number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, this must be transmitted, and then the layer 1 will transmit it at a time. So that's, I think, in a branch still maybe of TRXCon, but
I think it's easy to implement. Yeah. So any other ideas, or should we finish? Thanks.